Yo.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
And good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. I'm once again joined by Franklin boys basketball coach Sky Thompson. We are live at Unitigo High School tonight. This is the matchup that a lot of local boys basketball fans have been waiting for here tonight. It's Unitigo hosting Delhi. And Sky, you can tell, fans are starting to trickle in here. I think it's going to be a full house. And everybody, since the beginning of the year, has had this one circled.
Nate, I am excited to be here. This is a gym you want to be in a night like tonight. Hopefully, it's not the last gym you can be in for this week with this upcoming snowstorm, but I couldn't be any more excited to be here in this gym with you tonight calling this game.
Of course, I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and set the scene. It's the Spartans and the Bulldogs here tonight. Both teams undefeated in the MAC standings right now, so somebody is going to be alone in first place after tonight's contest. We'll talk about that and more when we come back on WCDO.
I'll buy your car. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Yes, it's true. I will come right to your house and purchase your car right off the driveway. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Butler Auto will give you top dollar for your trade-in. We feature the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area at the best prices. And yes, we will give you the very best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything in on trade with a motor, even boats and motorcycles. So get the best of both worlds, the best vehicle prices and the best trade-in values. Or we'll simply buy your vehicle from you. At Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
Yes, it's true. Butler Auto Sales will buy your car, plus work out your loan payoff with the bank. It doesn't get any easier. And remember, you will get financed at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's the Butler Auto pregame show. And looking over in the student section here, Sky, seeing if any of your Franklin guys, you know, got showered up after practice, came over to support the Unitigo guys. There's such a connection between the Spartans and the Purple Devils. I mean, even your guys had to be excited for this one.
Yeah, we had to stop practice a little bit early tonight because a couple of guys definitely wanted to come over here. A few of them are here. You see Brandon Gregory and Matt Sill, who, of course, played soccer with a few of these guys, I believe, on the Franklin Unitigo soccer team, which won the Tri-Valley Championship this year. I know a few other guys came over. But why wouldn't you? This is going to be a great game tonight.
Yeah, again, these are both teams that are undefeated in the MAC, and when the schedule came out, it was so tough because the girls, Unitigo, Delhi, they played twice this year, and that was the opening game of the season. So when you looked at the boys' schedule, you were almost disappointed. You were like, February? I can't wait that long. And so it's just been one of those, you know, long, long waits over weeks and weeks and months of just people going back and forth saying, I think Delhi's on a better roll right now. I think Unitigo's on a better roll right now. It's hard to tell. Both of these teams have been battle-tested. They've gone out in the non-conference. They've challenged themselves. I'm really interested to see what happens here tonight. Contrasting styles. It's going to be very interesting.
And, you know, sometimes you wish you got that game early on, but I'll tell you what, right now, to almost finish the season up with this game, there's so much on the line tonight. You know, first place in the league, just so much is on the line. This is going to be great.
We could easily see these two teams again playing in just, well, let's see, about 2 weeks at the MAC League Championship game, which will be held at Unadilla Valley this year. A very good chance that these two teams could meet up once again, unless Deposit Hancock or maybe BG, one of those other teams that's high up in the standings, could pull off an upset. But this could potentially be a MAC Championship preview here tonight. The pressure defense of Delhi going up against Shea Barber and that smooth offense of Unitigo. So we're going to pause for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups. This is going to be a great one here tonight, folks. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lowell. Stay tuned. We got Delhi and Unitigo tonight live from the U on WCDO. Stay tuned.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more, Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 8 to 1.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, before we break down more of tonight's game, Delhi and Unitigo here tonight at the U. Let's do the starting lineups first for Unitigo and head coach Travis Woods. They start with senior number one, Miles Maureen. Senior number two, Shea Barber, went over 1,000 points not just too long ago. Senior number 22, Garrett Backus. A sophomore number 33, Braden Johnson. And a junior number 40, Devin Cole. On the other side for Delhi and head coach Warren Kelly, they will start with, sophomore number 5, Luke Schnabel, junior number 10, Owen Haight, junior number 12, Zach Finch, sophomore number 30, Angelo Kristen, as well as junior number 44, Luke Sanford. So Delhi is going to be in the maroon tonight with the white trim, says Delaware Academy in white lettering across the front of the uniform. Unitigo in the home whites with the green trim, says Spartans in green lettering across the front of the uniform there. Sky, as a head coach, you know that Delhi is going to come out and press the living heck out of Unitigo to start this ball game. If you're Unitigo, what are you telling your guys right now about the blitz that's about to happen?
Well, see, that's just it, though. Is you know that it's going to come, right? It's not going to be a surprise. You know it's going to come. So with that being said, you want to take control of the ball. You know, sometimes it's easier to think that I can beat the press by going faster. Well, sometimes you can beat it by taking your time, making the right read, control the ball, don't turn it over. Because here's the thing. Teams like that, they want to get you to turn the ball over and make mistakes, get easy buckets, easy layups, stuff like that. Before you know it, it's not even 2 minutes in the game. You're down 6-8, nothing. You're calling a timeout, trying to readjust, and you're already playing catch-up. So you want to take your time, make the right reads, make good passes to each other, and make sure you're making the right reads and not just make an assumption that a guy's going to be open.
I'm very interested to see what Delhi has on defense tonight for Shea Barber, one of the most explosive scorers in the area. So that'll be interesting. I'm also interested to see what Unitigo does on defense because a lot of teams have been trying to sit back in a zone and make Delhi shoot from the outside. So that's going to be very interesting here tonight as well. I do have one thing to change. It's Kenny Rasmussen getting the start here tonight instead of Angelo Christen for Delaware Academy. So Rasmussen will be doing the jump ball duties here for Delhi against Shea Barber of Unitego. And this is the most anticipated matchup of the season here in the MAC. And here we go. We're underway. Barber wins the opening tip. Goes back to Miles Maureen. Maureen will come across the midcourt timeline. Finds Devin Kroll in the corner. He got it. And it's going to be a long two for Devin Kroll. Good start there for Unitego. An early 2-0 lead. Here is Finch across midcourt. Stolen away by Maureen. And so he gets across midcourt. Pumps the brakes. Goes to the left side for Kroll. Now for Backus. He's double-teamed there and has it stolen away. In transition, here's Owen Haight. Feeds one inside for Rasmussen. Left-handed layup won't go. Rebound for Haight. Will work one back out for Finch. Pump fake. Steps in for a short two. Won't go down. And Barber with a rebound. Barber back up the floor. 45 seconds gone, and it's an early 2-0 lead for Unitego. Here is Backus finding Barber on the left side. Shoots one over to Maureen. Top of the key. Stutter steps. Gets into the paint. Turnaround shot for Maureen is blocked. And Rasmussen comes away with it. He's looking to run. Here's the big fella. Rasmussen lost control of the basketball. Kroll has it. Gets tied up. Will have a jump ball. Should give it back to... Yeah, it's going to keep it with Delhi. With 6:55 to go in the first, Unitego with a 2-0 lead. And all those nerves and all that energy coming out here, Sky.
And you talked about the zone that teams like to play against Delhi. Unitego coming out here in a 2-3 to start the game. We'll see if it works. And so far, it has worked. We'll see if Delhi makes adjustments or, you know, just settle in a little bit.
Bulldogs look to get it in. They go to Schnabel on the right side. Splits two defenders. Looks like we're going to have a foul on Unitego as he split that double team. Unitego has, or excuse me, Delhi has been very, very good executing on the man-to-man offense. More teams have been going zone against them recently. That's what I'm interested to see here tonight, how they execute against that. Inbounds pass. They find Angelo Christen. His shot won't go. Rebound Barber. Back across the Spartans logo. Here is Barber. Top of the key, leaving it for Miles Maureen.
And Delhi coming out in the man-to-man tonight. Very interesting to see how they shut down a scorer like Shea Barber.
Maureen with the shot and rattled out, then rolled out of bounds. Going to stay with the Spartans with 6.5 to go in the first. And a 2-0 lead for Unitego. And so far they've had the pesky Luke Schnabel following Shea everywhere that he goes. Barber here in the right corner, and we're going to have a foul on Schnabel. Another interesting part of this game, how will the officials call the tight defense that Delhi likes to play? That's always an interesting point.
And, you know, it is a great point to bring up because if officials call the game a little bit more tight, you almost have to change the way you play your defense if you are really aggressive.
Foul was on Schnabel. Now he's going to get a steal against Barber. Schnabel in transition was stripped from behind. Bounces off the leg of Schnabel and goes back to Unitego. But you can see that's the kind of game it's going to be here tonight.
Great recovery by Shea. He got the ball over, and then he made a great recovery, knocked the ball out of bounds.
6:18 to go here in this first quarter. Still a 2-0 lead for Unitego over Delhi. They break the pressure. They go to Kroll at midcourt in front of the scorer's table. Kroll wants to bounce one down low, and Schnabel was right there to steal it away. And, boy, that defense can be pesky. They go to Haight on the right side. Stutter steps. Haight flushes one down low for Rasmussen. Partially blocked, out of bounds. And it's going to stay with Delhi here with 6 minutes to go in the first and a 2-0 lead for Unitego over Delhi. And so this will be Finch doing the inbounding duties, wants to toss it up. It bounced off the hand of Kroll and then hit the back of the glass there. Out of bounds, going to stay with Delhi. So we'll see what the Bulldogs can dial up here on this inbounds play. And they'll look to toss one up. They go to Schnabel at the top of the key. Schnabel outside for Haight. Haight will find Rasmussen. Now for Haight on the left side. And again, this offense trying to find its way against this 2-3 zone. This has been the recipe for success for some teams that have beaten Delhi recently in the non-league. 5:40 to go in this first quarter. Here's Schnabel. Gets down low in the paint, takes it, and scores. And so a 2-2 ball game here now as Schnabel gets that shot to go. And we'll kick it back up here for Backus. Now looking for Shea Barber to Miles Maureen. Maureen on the right side will work one back out. Maureen straight away looking for three here, rattles in and out. Backus with a rebound for Unitego with 5:10 to go in the first quarter. Ball is kicked one back out. They'll find Johnson on the far side. He looks to put it up, and he's fouled with 5:05 to go in the first. This game is still 2-2. And this is going to be Johnson heading to the line here for the Unitego Spartans. So Johnson, the sophomore, a fantastic pitcher as well. A lefty for the Unitego Spartans. Will head to the line here. His first shot is off the mark. And the second shot coming here for Johnson. Johnson settling in, and the second shot is good. So Johnson goes 1 out of 2. Unitego with a 3-2 lead here in the early going. Back down the floor here for Delhi. Chance of defense from the Bulldogs, or from the Unitego student section. Schnabel's going to take it right to the rim, though, and score from the right baseline. And that's going to give a 4-3 lead for Delhi over Unitego with 4:40 to go in the first. Quickly back up the floor. Kroll goes to the far side here for Backus. Backus to the outside for Johnson. Wants a 3-2 strong. Kroll with a rebound. Kroll losing control of it. Rasmussen with a rebound. Outlet pass to Schnabel, and the fast break continues here. Schnabel down low, finds Angelo Christen, and he's fouled with 4:20 to go in the first, still a 4-3 lead. Foul's going to be on Shea Barber. I believe that's going to be his first. And so this will send Christen to the line here. And he's one of the best big guys in the MAC with a smooth stroke as well, and there's the broadcaster's curse, because he's unable to convert the first one. Second one coming at the line. Still a low-scoring game here early in this one. 4-3 with Delhi on top of Unitego. And this will be Christen to the line. Second shot coming is good. Rattles it home. So he scores his first bucket of the night. 4:15 to go in this first quarter. It's 5-3. Delhi on top of Unitego. Both these teams can really fill it up at times, but it's been defense. That's the story so far. Here's Johnson down low, and he's fouled by Christen with 4:07 to go in the first. And so both teams trading some time here at the foul line. Just working through a couple of small technical difficulties here as well with Sky's Mike. We believe we have him back on now, but we do have a backup as well. Scott, you back with us, my friend?
Well, I'm here for right now.
Well, I appreciate that. We'll exchange some things out when we have some time. We do have backup plans as well. Johnson's second shot, that one won't go down. And so a rebound by Owen Haight and an outlet pass here for Schnabel. Schnabel finds Finch in the left corner. Dishes one for Haight inside, and he scores. Timeout's going to be taken here by Unitego with 3:56 to go in the first. It's Delhi 7, Unitego 3. I'm Nate Lowell, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shenandoah Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members, can join. Plus, all school employees and family members. At Shenandoah Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shenandoah Federal Credit Union. Go to shendello.org or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 3:55 to go in the first quarter. 7-3 is our score. And out of the timeout, Unitego with the basketball. It's Delhi leading 7-3 here in this one with 3:50 to go in the first. Unitigo with the ball, getting back to midcourt. Here is Barber, who is still scoreless for Unitigo. Barber in the lane, muscles this one up and scores.
Nice strong take from Shea, getting right to the rim, getting on the board, getting a big bucket for Unitigo, because this has definitely been more of a defensive game so far to start.
7-5 now the score. Delhi with the ball at the left high post, or at the left elbow, I should say. Foul on Unitigo. That's Logan Nealis, who's into the ball game. And got whacked on the arm there. Our team foul situation, 3 apiece. 3 for Unitigo and 3 for Delhi, but that is the second personal on Shea Barber. He's going to have to be really careful here, Coach.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to definitely risk getting a third. We all know how important he is to that team.
Boy, he almost just picked one up there. As Haight gets it inside, Nealis with the shot, won't go down. Rebound underneath by Cole, but we're going to have a jump ball. And possession arrow is going to give it back to Unitigo with 3:10 to go in the first. Again, our score, Delhi 7, Unitigo 5, and boy, Shea really dodged a bullet there.
He did, and I saw a sub going to the table. I was curious to see if it was going to be for him or not. Taking a player like that out of Sohar, we all know how much he means, how much, obviously, he scores, helps the offense, but just all the things that he does on the court. So you don't really want to risk taking him out, but you also don't want to risk a third either.
Yeah, they're trusting him right now as they take it inside. He passes for Johnson, tipped out of bounds. Good defense by Delhi. Haight got there just in time to punch it free. It'll stay with Unitigo. 3 minutes to go in the first. 2-point ball game, 7-5. Delhi leading Unitigo. Here's Logan Utter into the ball game now. Sets it up on offense. Goes to Kroll on the left side. Back to Maureen. Straight away will now go far side. Chest pass for Logan Utter. Utter back to Maureen. 10 on the shot clock. They look to get it to the interior. Maureen with the kiss off the glass. It's good for Miles Maureen. We're tied up at 7 apiece with 2:35 to go in the first quarter. Chance of defense once again from the Unitigo student section. Delhi with the basketball. They go to Finch at the top of the key now for Haight on the right side in front of the Unitigo bench. Back for Finch. For Haight again. Works his way out of a double team to the right elbow. 15 on the shot clock. Finds Finch. Left side 3. In and out. Rebound Barber. And Unitigo off to the races now. Cross midcourt, tried to force a pass inside for Johnson. It's swatted away by that Delhi defense. They're just too tough to try to thread that through there.
That was going to be a tough pass regardless of who you're playing against. But as we know, Delhi is a very aggressive team. They're going to get that steal every time.
Here is Finch on the left side. We'll work one back up for Nealis. Floats over to the right side. Again, as Delhi goes left to right. Finch tried to bounce one through traffic. From the right elbow to the right low block. He was looking for Ryan Wilson. Pass wasn't there. Out of bounds back to Unitigo.
And they do take Shea out right now with a minute 48 left. Definitely don't want to get a third foul in the first quarter.
Yeah, that's smart. You know, he's got those two. You got to protect him when you can. But if you're Unitigo, can you survive here for just about 2 minutes without your leader on the floor? This is where somebody like Miles Maureen really has to step up. Ball thrown away by Unitigo. Nealis across the Spartans logo at midcourt. Splits two defenders. Lost control of it. Gets it back, though. Nealis zips one far side for Schnabel. Thought about a three. Didn't pull the trigger. Schnabel will work one back out. Chest pass to Finch. And to the right side for Nealis. Nealis trying to work one to the high post. 15 on the shot clock. 1:15 to go on the game clock. It's 7-7 here in the first quarter and live from the U. Here's Finch. Right side Nealis on the baseline. Zips one over, a nice underhand pass, finds Schnabel for three, left it short, rebound for Unitigo. Johnson with a long pass ahead, looking for Logan Utter there, and it was too far, and Unitigo's just really pressing here for, I don't know, they're just trying to get out and run, but it's not working so far.
And, you know, like we talked about on the pregame, you know, Unitigo, they got to take control of the ball. It seems like Delhi, they want to try and speed you up, just like what's happening here. Sometimes, even though it looks like something's there, it might not actually be. Take your time, set something up, move the ball, and take control of it.
Delhi with the ball. They go to the high post for Finch. Had his pocket picked as he tried to slide a pass down low. And back down the floor for Unitigo. Here's Maureen on the left side. Bounces off a screen. Now pulls it out. 35 seconds to go here on the game clock. And now we're going to have a foul on Finch up near midcourt. A little bit too much of a body there as Maureen was dancing around. 34.4 to go. First quarter, we're tied 7-7. And it's been the defense that has come to play so far.
A 7-7 game, you're seeing great defense by both teams. As you talked about, Delhi known for it, but Unitigo playing that zone very well against them so far. just came so far as living up to the expectations.
Maureen far side, no, stolen away by Schnabel, and then a foul on Maureen at midcourt as he tried to reach in to steal it back with 25.3 to go. And you can tell every time there's a turnover, the other team wants it back immediately. They get so upset in these rivalry-type games. It's fun to watch.
And you know every possession matters. In a game like this where it's tied 7-7, you're thinking, oh, there's still three quarters left. Every possession will matter.
So Delhi will have the basketball. They're in their own offensive end going left to right. They'll work it into Schnabel with 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Schnabel back to the top of the key here looking for Tanner Brocky. Now to Nealis, tries to feed one far side, does back to Brocky. He lost control of it, but somehow Rocco Schnabel came out of there, finds Luke Schnabel back up top. Brother to brother here. Luke tried to go into the land of the trees, kicks one back out. Ryan Wilson at the buzzer, that won't go, and that'll do it. Somebody put a lid on that rim to end the first quarter. We're tied 7-7 between Unitego and Delhi. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
7-7 at the end of the first quarter here, live from Unitego tonight. It's Nate Lowe and Sky Thompson with you. Coach, 7-7, are you surprised? Are you not surprised from what you've seen out here tonight?
No, you're seeing two very good basketball teams in a heavyweight battle right now, like a stereotypical boxing match right now. One team gets a steal, the other one gets one right back. It'll be very interesting to see, though. Start of the second quarter here. Shea Barber not starting for Unitego with those two fouls. We'll see how long Coach Woods trusts him not being in the game. We'll see if things start to go a little bit sideways for them, if he makes the call back to him to get him back in the game.
Delhi with the basketball. Yeah, they're trying to buy some time here. Schnabel leaves one off here for Kenny Rasmussen, who scores with a sweet touch underneath. And Delhi takes the lead 9-7 over Unitego. And again, the Spartans trying that long home run pass ahead, looking for Logan Nealis here, and it was too tall and out of bounds it goes.
And you know, they actually had him that time. The pass was just a little too high and a little too far, but they actually beat the press that time. So Coach Woods might have seen something after the end of the quarter there and told the team to do it. If it worked, they would have got a layup.
Bulldogs with the basketball here at the top of the key. They go far side for Angelo Christen. And now back up for Rasmussen down low, a little up and under on the reverse. It won't go. Tanner Brocky with a rebound. Kicks one back out. Delhi trying to take it back inside again. Knocked out of bounds. Going to stay with the Bulldogs. Both teams, I think, were expecting a call there. They didn't get it.
I think Delhi was expecting the foul, and I think Unitego was expecting the ball back, and neither one got what they wanted.
Bulldogs with the basketball. They'll try to zip it in. They find Brocky wide open for the layup.
I will say, for Delhi not being comfortable against the zone, they look like they're pretty comfortable tonight. They've gotten some very good looks. Haven't capitalized on all of them, but they're definitely getting some very good looks in the high-low.
And we'll have a foul here against Delhi.
Actually, I think it's the shot clock wasn't running.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, if they did call a foul there, it was going to be just a light touch foul right at midcourt. So it looks like they will reset that that shot clock. So Unitego's going to have the ball at midcourt, trailing 11-7 with 7:03 to go in the second quarter. And so still waiting for things to get started back up here. Again, Shea Barber on the bench. He's got those 2 points, but he's got two fouls as well. So Unitego trying to buy some extra time here with Shea on the bench for some protection. And that's always a tough line to walk, Coach, I'm sure, because you want him in there, but you also think, well, I'd like him in the fourth quarter too.
Absolutely, and as I said, at what point is it to the point where you want to you're like, I can't keep sitting him. You know, it was tied 7-7. We're only 57 seconds into the second quarter. It's already now 11-7. As I said, every possession in this game will matter, and Coach Woods knows that. And obviously the Delhi coach knows that as well. And he's thinking to himself, we keep this pressure on, keep expanding this lead. You know, by the time he gets back in, it might be a little too much for them to overcome. So they're going to keep looking to capitalize both offensively and defensively. As I said, they've been doing a great job offensively in the high-low against the zone, getting some good looks. Some of them just haven't fallen, but they're definitely getting the looks that they want.
So they move the shot clock down to 25 seconds after resetting it there. And so Unitiga will get it in, and we're back underway. Oh, boy, they pass it right at midcourt. And Maureen was just not over the line, and here comes Shea Barber.
Yep. As I said, it was just a matter of time before he goes back in. Coach Woods putting a couple other kids in as well. He's definitely, he knows he's got to make a change right now, that you don't want this lead to get too big for Delhi.
Four of the five Unitiga starters are, excuse me, three of the five are back in the contest now. And so we'll see if Shea can be careful here for the rest of this second quarter. Think of a dream scenario. He doesn't pick up another one if you're a Unitiga fan. If you're a Delhi fan, he picks up another quick one. Bulldogs with the basketball to the right side. Here is Nealis. Lost control of it. Backus, and he's going to turn it right back over with a double dribble. Unitiga just looks a little flustered at the moment here, Coach.
It looks like they're just the pressure. It's the constant pressure. It's the up-tempo pressure, full court all the time, and that does drain on you. And as I said before the game, you want to slow things down sometimes. It's almost like you get caught up in the speed of that Delhi's playing. You want to slow down, take your time, play your game.
Here is Delhi with the basketball. And Schnabel has his pocket pick, 2-on-1 for Unitiga if they can hurry. Here's Backus trying to go coast to coast, and he scores. Garrett Backus with the bucket, and this game's starting to feel like every basket's going to come at a premium here. And Delhi tries a little alley-oop down low for a layup for Rasmussen. Instead, we're going to have a jump ball as Barber got tied up with Rasmussen there, and it's going to go back to Unitiga. 6:12 to go in the second quarter. We have a defensive battle so far, with our score Delhi 11 and Unitiga 9.
If I'm Delhi, I know sometimes you get too caught up in trying to play the game, but if I'm Delhi, I'm driving it right at Shea Barber. I'm seeing if I can pick up a third one on him, wherever he is in their zone.
And here comes Backus across midcourt, and we're going to have a double dribble on Backus. It also looked like it could have been another backcourt violation.
If it wasn't a backcourt, it was definitely a double dribble, travel, whatever it was. He jumped from the half-court line down to the three-point line. At some point, something had to get called there.
So Delhi's going to get it back. It just looks like Unitigo's trying to move a little too fast here at times.
Absolutely. And as I said, if I'm Delhi right now, I'm finding where Shea is in the zone. I'm trying to attack him, put him in a tough spot where either you have to play defense or you're just going to have to let the guy go.
Now a steal here by Barber. Nice pass by Shea underneath, finds Backus, and he scores, and we're tied at 11. Backus has got 4 points, and Delhi wants to take a timeout. With 5:44 to go in the second period, that's going to bring the Unitiga fans back to life. We're tied at 11, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back live from Unitiga tonight. 11-11 is the score with 5:44 to go in the second quarter. You know, I didn't know coming into this game if somebody had asked me, they could have both scored in the 70s or 80s. It could be a game that's in the 30s or 40s. Looks like it's going to be a lower scoring game here tonight, Coach.
Absolutely. But it's funny. You see, as I said, you see the trading of the blows like a heavyweight boxing match. Delhi comes out to start the quarter, gets four quick points. Unitiga in the next minute and a half, they get four of their own. This has been a great game so far.
Here's Christen in the paint, and he gets that pass, and he's able to put it up and in. He's got 3 points, and he's deadly if they can get it to him at the high post. Delhi retakes the lead 13-11 over Unitiga with 5:10 to go in the second quarter. Here's Barber at the top of the key. Nice pass down low, finds Logan Utter. Back out for Backus on the left side. Backus is going to pump the brakes, 15 on the shot clock, kicks one back for Utter in the corner. Pump fakes, front of the Delhi bench, reversing it, and they go to the far side. Now to Barber at the right elbow. A little up and under move here for Shea, too strong. Rebound for Johnson, puts it up and he's fouled. Johnson will go to the line with 4:50 to go in the second quarter. Our score is Delhi 13 and Unitego 11. And Johnson has struggled a little bit so far tonight at the line. I'm sure he's going to want to clean that up here. As we said, a fantastic pitcher, a lefty, played soccer on that Unitego Franklin team as well. Just a great young athlete here for the Spartans. First shot, no good. And in a low-scoring game like this, I think both sides are really going to value shooting well at the line.
Oh, you're going to, and especially if this game gets called kind of tight, you know, fouls and stuff like that. If you get a chance to go at the free throw line, you want to knock those in. You do not want to leave any points on the board.
Johnson's second shot. Hit the rim twice, wouldn't go, and the rebound comes to Haight. And so Delhi still leads 13-11. Owen Haight back down the floor, finds Rasmussen, pulling his way inside, and the shot won't go, but Barber with the rebound. Barber in transition, gets mugged from behind here by Delhi. Will have a foul on the Bulldogs. 4:36 to go in the second quarter. Still just a two-point ball game. Delhi 13 and Unitego 11. Team foul situation. Delhi with 6, Unitego with 4. That foul was on Rasmussen, as we said, his second personal. So he's going to go to the bench. Get a little break here, and Unitego will get the ball in. Straight away from Maureen, off a pass from Logan Utter. Maureen looking for options. Finds Burtzel, left side for three. Got it. Excuse me, Garrett Backus there with the bucket. Now with 7 points. 14-13 the score, and he's sneaky like that. He can hit a few of those shots.
He's played well so far tonight. I've been very impressed with the way he's been playing.
And he's got 7 points. 4:05 to go in the second quarter. That was the senior Garrett Backus for three. 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Here is Haight. Straight away, gets into the paint, tosses one up here. Shot from a tough angle, no good. Johnson with a rebound. And the Spartans trying to cling to this one-point lead. They go right back to Backus, takes it to the interior, and it rolls off the rim on that left-handed layup and a rebound for Rocco Schnabel of Delhi.
Backus made a great move, had a good look at a layup. Just those rims just keep bouncing around and rolled around, didn't go in.
Shot here for Wilson of Delhi, off the mark. Rebound for Miles Maureen. Finds Shea, far side, pump fakes on a three, now steps in, wants to go up and in, and scores. Shea Barber now with 4, and he's going to have a chance to go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Unitego leading 16-13 with 3:25 to go in the second quarter. And it felt like that was a shot Shea needed to try to get some mojo going.
Oh, absolutely, and it was a very good, strong take. Took the contact. The contact didn't even take him off his path to the rim. Very nice finish.
So Barber at the line, and the shot is good. And Shea Barber, he's got 5 points now. I'd say that's one area of his game he's gotten so good at, is taking that contact, absorbing it, and still finding a way to score.
And I think a lot of that comes from actually playing football, being able to take the contact, break tackles. You and I did a couple games, we saw that. He's translating it here to the basketball court, and that's huge for them.
Now a steal. Barber got a piece of that, and then Maureen came away with it. So Unitego on a little mini run here. Maureen finds Barber, fires up a three, just left it short. Maybe a little rushed on that shot. Rebound for Delhi. But then a steal from behind, and it's going to go back to Unitego. Miles Maureen stole it. Schnabel got it back, but when he did, his foot was on the line, so it's going to go back to Unitego. Two sneaky guards going head-to-head there, and Maureen from Unitego and Schnabel from Delhi. Maureen looking to get it in. Goes to the far side. A three for Unitego is no good here for Backus, and Luke Schnabel with a rebound. 2:50 to go, second quarter. 17-13 the score. Schnabel floats one far side for Owen Haight. Haight left side, back up for Schnabel. Barking out some signals here, trying to get it going. Here is Haight for three, left it short. And a rebound for Maureen. Unitego cleaning up the glass here. Here is Maureen, left side, tries to pass to the interior, but it was way too tall there for Barber. It's going to go back to Delhi with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. 17-13 our score here, Sky.
And if you're Delhi, you're going to want to keep, you know, getting good looks in the high post, down on the low block, And you're also going to want to try to slow this game down. As you said before the game, their strength is their press, getting teams to hurry up. And we saw when they were able to do that early on against Unitego, they had a lot of success. When they turn the ball over, that allows Unitego to either fast break or at least not allow Delhi to put as much pressure on them. So Delhi is definitely going to want to look to get a bucket here to get the press back going.
Here is Luke Schnabel, goes to Haight straight away. As Delhi goes left to right. Now they go to Finch on the right side. Baseline for Finch into a double team. He gets tied up. And we're going to have a jump ball. Arrow keeps it here with the Bulldogs. 2:10 to go in the second. It's 17-13. And so the Bulldogs will look to get it in with Finch. And they go to the far side for Haight. Steps back for three. It's no good. And a rebound for Cole on the far side. Outlet pass for Barber. Barber across midcourt. Little shake and bake on his pocket. Picked though by Luke Schnabel. Nice hands there by Schnabel. And now he'll look to pull it out. Has a wide open three. Decides to take it and hits it. Luke Schnabel now with 7 points.
I've been very impressed by him tonight. The way he's been playing, some great defense. He just made a big bucket there. He's been making some great passes as well.
And now a steal by Delhi, but Maureen's going to get it back. But then Schnabel takes it again. Delhi on a little mini run of their own. Schnabel in transition. Stops, feeds one inside for Sanford. His shot is blocked. Johnson will come away with it, but then as he tried an outlet pass, it was tipped at the underside of the backboard. Referees say it's going to go back to Delhi. 1:25 to go here in the second quarter. Coach Wood saying he thought it was tipped. Last touch by Delhi, but looks like the Bulldogs are going to hold on to it here. The refs will have a little conference, though, with 1:25 to go in the second. Unitego leading 17-16, a low-scoring affair here, Coach.
It's been a defensive battle all night, and I don't expect that to change in the second half at all.
Finch will look to get it in, finds Haight on the left side. Haight goes back to Schnabel, dials up a three, too strong this time. Haight with a rebound, though, and his shot on the rebound opportunity won't go. Rebound for Barber. Barber with 1:15 to go in the second quarter, feeds one for Miles Maureen. Splits a double team, tries to take it to the rim, stripped by Schnabel. Boy, his hands are tough. Schnabel in transition, goes right to the rim. His left-handed layup won't go. Haight with the follow-up, will kick it out. Finds Finch, pump fakes, loses control. Christen gets it though, falling over and is fouled. Unitego wanted to travel, the Zebra Crew says he was fouled. With 55 seconds to go, second quarter. 17-16 the score. Coach Woods pleading his case here.
Not only pleading, he's showing them too.
Coach says, yeah, I'm still young. I'll show you how this goes. So a one-point lead here for Unitego, 17-16. Team foul situation, that's 7 on Delhi, 5 on Unitego now. And so, yeah, this ball is going to stay here with the Bulldogs on the baseline.
I saw the referees talk about something. I don't know what they were exactly discussing, but so we must have missed something.
Schnabel with the ball to the left side, finds Haight, has to track it down into the left side corner. Now for Finch, good ball movement by the Bulldogs. 45 seconds left, second quarter. Schnabel in the paint, pull-up jumper, no good. Sanford with a rebound, he gets tied up, and we're going to have a jump ball. Boy, and nobody wanted to let go of that thing. 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. 17-16 the score. Boy, and both sides. Both fans, sets of fans here starting to get into it, and this is why we have a good rivalry game.
Every play will matter in this game, I can tell you that. And if it doesn't for the players, it definitely does for the fans.
Yeah, yes, definitely does. Jump ball, the arrow is going to give it back to Unitego. A one-point ball game here. We're almost at halftime, 30 seconds left. Unitego leads 17-16. Here is Barber into the corner for Maureen. It's been a lot of defense here so far tonight. Both teams have frustrated the heck out of each other. They go to Backus in the corner. Back out for Kroll. He can hit from outside, but he didn't that time. Rebound for Luke Schnabel. Schnabel across midcourt. Stutter steps, little crossover. Takes it inside. Kicks it out now for Finch. For three, no. Left it short. 5 seconds left. Back down the floor. They find Barber. Steps into a three. No. In and out. It went off the glass. Swirled around the rim about three times and wouldn't go. So our halftime score is Unitego 17 and Delhi 16. What a first half here between these two. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with the Morabito Energy Products halftime report. We got a lot to talk about. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Law with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. As always, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Want to welcome everybody into the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Morabito has been serving the community since 1927. At Morabito, our people make energy different. Halftime score, Unitego boys leading at Delhi 17-16. Coach, your thoughts on just a kind of a tough first half. Both teams playing so hard defensively.
Both teams playing so hard defensively. As we talked about, one team gets a steal. They're looking like they're about to go right back down. The other team gets the ball right back. A few keys, I think, to the game so far. Delhi, you're getting a lot of really good looks, at the rim. Shots just not falling. Unitego, kudos to you for turning the ball over but not letting yourself get out of the game. We talked about the times where they threw the ball away, it went too far, got a steal, whatever. For all the turnovers they had, they kept themselves obviously in the game and with the lead even. So kudos to them and kudos to Delhi both, because Delhi, as you said, have not faced the zone and played very well against it so far. So far tonight, even though only with the 16 points, they've still gotten good looks. So you got to be happy as a coach, because both teams know you're facing another very, very good team, and this is how games like this go.
I'm sure as a coach, too, it's one of those things, as the season goes on, everybody's going to try to throw new things at you to slow you down, and Delhi is good at so many things. Right now, the pick is to throw zone at them, but Delhi seems to be finding ways to get points and to run through the offense. I'm sure it's something they've worked on in practice a ton.
Absolutely. You look at it, and people always talk about, well, look what the Buccaneers did to the Chiefs last year in the Super Bowl,
very
right?
True.
You know, a lot of teams tried to do the same thing. Well, you saw as the Chiefs went on during the season this year, I know football obviously is, you know, different than basketball, but once you face the same kind of defense a few times, you get a little bit more used to it, you know, and whether that's a box and one, a 3-2 zone, 1-3-1, 2-3, whatever it is, man-to-man, you know, whatever it is, the more you face it, the more used to it you get. And you can see Delhi tonight has definitely got a little bit more experience going with the high-low, and they're getting the good luck.
Let's go through our scoring summary here in the first half. First for Unitego, 2 points for Miles Maureen, 5 for Shea Barber, 7 for Garrett Backus. He had a very nice first half. 1 for Braden Johnson, 2 for Devin Kroll. On the other side for Delhi, 2 for Tanner Brockie, 7 for Luke Schnabel, 2 for Owen Haight, 2 for Kenny Rasmussen. So I think, 3, excuse me, for Angelo Kristen. 7 points from Schnabel, that was huge for DA, and then the 7 from Backus for Unitego. Shea getting those 5, they made him work for it. We'll see if he can get going a little bit more in the second half. But, really, playing with those 2 fouls, he's going to have to be careful even through this third quarter here. Do you think that's mentally a draining thing on him?
Well, I think the mentally draining part might be a little bit behind him. You don't obviously want to pick up an early third here, but getting the 2 in the first quarter, coming back in with 7 left in the second quarter because they needed him back in the game, to not commit a third that entire second quarter was huge. Huge for him. And 2 going into the third quarter is not too bad. If you pick up an early third, though, as I said, that might be where you have to step back a little bit more again, because you definitely don't want to pick up a fourth.
We don't have any other games scheduled this week. We're kind of waiting to see what the weather does for the next day or two. But keep an eye on WCDOsports.com. If the weather is not that bad, there are a lot of great variety of games that we would like to do maybe Thursday or Friday. So keep an eye on WCDOsports.com. Just wanted to give our loyal listeners a little heads up out there. We didn't want to schedule something and then have to cancel it this time of year if we can help it. So we're going to wait out the storm here and see what happens. Of course, I think a lot of games might get moved to Saturday as well, so we're going to see what kind of Saturday options there are. But we knew that tonight would be a good one. We had a great one last night between the BG girls and Sydney, and we'll see what happens the rest of the week. And into next week, we're getting right into playoff time here. We're going to have the Tri-Valley Championship and the Tri-Valley playoffs next week, and then the week after that will be the Delaware League and the MAC playoffs. So playoff season is here, Coach, and you got to be excited about what your guys have in front of them as well over in Franklin.
Absolutely. We had a pretty good regular season, but we talked about it all year. You know, you don't we had a feeling that we were going to have a pretty good regular season this year, but this is the time of the year where you play for. You know, with the regular season, you want to take care of business, win the games that you're supposed to win. But as you said, Tri-Valley playoffs, sectionals, stuff like that, this is where you build your entire season. You know, you don't win, you don't get any trophies or anything like that for finishing first in the regular season, you know, as we see at all levels. So this, we're gearing up, we're getting ready to go, and obviously an exciting time for us over in Franklin with the boys and girls, of course. But there's so many great schools that we've been able to face and see play this year. You and I covering games, obviously, me following a lot of them. This one, obviously, very much so the same kind of thing. As you said, probably might see a rematch between these two teams for their league championship. So just some really great basketball this time of the year.
What's really exciting, and it doesn't always work out this way, some years it does, some years it doesn't, it looks like the Tri-Valley Championship is going to be on February 12th, the Delaware League Championship on the 17th, and then the MAC on the 18th. So we should be able to do all six of those games, three boys games and three girls games. They'll be at different locations, and it doesn't always work out that way. So I'm really excited that we'll have a chance to probably bring you, as long as everything works out, all three local league championships for the smaller leagues that we cover. We're super excited about that. So we're going to take a break here on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Our halftime score, Unitigo boys leading Delhi 17-16, a low-scoring defensive affair. And the third quarter is coming up here live from Unitigo on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Yeah, welcome back. You know, Sky and I were just sitting here saying, you know, the Delhi JV was impressive tonight. They got a lot of size. This Delhi team is young. That's the main thing to remember, is they're going to get a lot of these pieces back. The Delhi Bulldogs are going to be good for quite a while.
Oh, yeah, no. We were just talking about it because, you know, with the playoffs coming up and all that, Delhi, you fans have a lot to look forward to. I unfortunately had practice of my own tonight, so didn't see the JV team, but they got size on the JV. They got a lot of talent here on the varsity level for guys that are going to be around for at least another year or two. A lot to look forward to.
A shot here to start the third quarter for Delhi from Luke Schnabel is no good. Rebound for Unitigo. A steal from behind. A long pass ahead for Schnabel, and he lays it up and in. Unitigo fans wanted a foul. They don't get it, and Delhi retakes the lead, 18-17. They're going to bring some pressure here at midcourt with a little bit of a trap. And Unitigo gets it back. Barber with a little spin move down low. It's blocked, but a foul on the spin move. So 7:25 to go in the third. It's 18-17. Delhi leading Unitigo. Unitigo's in the white with the green trim. Delhi in the maroon with the white trim. Unitigo going left to right to start the second half. And Delhi right to left. Here's Barber at the line with 5 points looking to add to it. And his shot at the line is no good. And we've seen Shea have some monster nights this year. Got to see him play last week over in Norwich early in the week. And he had close to 30 that night against a very good Norwich team. Second shot is no good, but they're making him work for everything here tonight.
Absolutely everything. And that becomes draining, not only physically, but mentally. Mentally is even tougher to overcome than physically. You know every single time you touch the ball, a guy's going to be right up on you.
Delhi with the ball. They try to pass down low. Here for Owen Haight. His shot no good. Rebound Miles Maureen. Both teams have not shot particularly well tonight either, so every basket's going to count. Here's Kroll for three right side. No good. Finch with the rebound. And a long pass ahead for Luke Schnabel.
Schnabel tosses one up here for Rasmussen near the rim. He tried to send it right back out, and a steal by Unitiga. That was Garrett Backus picking it off. Maureen in transition, dishes one into the corner for Kroll for three, got it. Kroll from downtown, and he's got five.
And that's his first bucket since the first, like, 5 seconds in the game. They won the jump ball, they passed to
him.
That's
right.
And he just made another one there, another big shot for him.
Unitigo now leads 20-18. Here's Haight with a jumper. Died on the back of the rim there, and Barber skies for a rebound. Long pass ahead, finds Braden Johnson, and he's fouled underneath at the right low block. 6:20 to go in the third. Unitigo leading 20-18, and here's Johnson going back to the line again. And these, as we said earlier, these foul shots are going to be crucial down the stretch here. Foul's going to be on Finch for Delhi, his second, and the team's second here in the third quarter. Johnson's first shot at the line, no good. And a second opportunity coming here for Johnson. The smooth lefty gets the second one to go. And so it's 21-18. Unitigo boys with a three-point lead, which seems like a mountain right now, the way these two teams have been playing defense against one another. Passing one down low, and we're going to have a traveling violation on Delhi. And it's going to go back to Unitigo. You know, Coach, the last time Unitigo made a run like this, Delhi then made a run of their own to get right back in it.
Absolutely. And that's the thing, is these teams are going back and forth, back and forth. Just when you think one team might be getting the momentum, the other one comes right back. And it'll be interesting to see how Delhi responds. They haven't done a whole lot yet to start this half, but they're such a good team, you cannot say that this is by any means where this game is going to go one way.
There's Kroll, the right side. This one is too strong from three-point land, and Luke Schnabel with a rebound. Schnabel in transition, tries to dish one down low, but Kroll was able to get in the way. A steal for Unitigo, ahead for Barber, give and go for Johnson, and a foul underneath as Johnson and Haight went hip-to-hip there, and it's going to be a foul on Haight.
And you're seeing Delhi actually start to do what Unitigo was doing, where they were throwing the ball a little way. Unitigo was to start the game. Now Delhi is doing the same kind of thing.
And so the Spartans will be doing the inbounding duties underneath the basket. Try to feed one inside for Kroll, and he hits it. Kroll now with seven. And Unitigo has their biggest lead of the game, 23-18, with 5.5 to go in the third.
Kroll with five big points to start this third quarter here. He's been a huge boost to the Unitigo offense to start this quarter.
Here's Finch, left side in front of his own bench, as Delhi goes right to left. Here's Haight in the corner. Knocked out of bounds, it'll stay with the Bulldogs. And it just feels like if Delhi could get a bucket, get some of that momentum going again.
And you it's funny saying this with all the COVID stuff, but you want to get the crowd out of the game again, the home fans here. Delhi has a good amount of their own, but of course here on the home floor for Unitigo, they got the home court advantage.
Pass one inside for Wilson. He had a good look at it, just couldn't hit it for Delhi. Rebound for Barber. Outlet pass to Maureen. They go to Backus on the far side. Backus at the right low block. Stripped. Out of bounds. Going to stay with Unitigo. 5:07 to go in the third. It's 23-18.
Backus had a great first half for the Unitigo Spartans. As you said, Shea getting foul trouble. I believe he had 7 points. They were all huge for Unitigo.
Here is Miles Maureen. Splits two defenders. Tries to take it to the rim and scores. And now Unitigo leading 25-18. Timeout taken by Delhi. And Unitigo's got all the momentum right now with 4:53 to go third quarter. It is Unitigo 25, Delhi 18. We'll be right back on a WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Unitigo 25 and Delhi 18, 4:53 to go here in the third quarter, live tonight from the U. Nate Lowe and Franklin boys coach Sky Thompson joining me here on the broadcast tonight. Always good to have you along. Appreciate it.
It's always great doing it. And we always seem to get some pretty good games, too, and I really enjoy that. You always pick the right ones, it seems like, and so far this one is not disappointing. We see Unitigo up 7 right now, but as I said, you cannot count this Delhi team out.
Bulldogs with the basketball, going right to left, out of the timeout. Here is Schnabel, far side for Finch. Now back to Schnabel. as they look to try to pick apart this defense a little bit. 20 on the shot clock. Here is Hayes, gets across the top of the zone, looking for Schnabel. 4.5 to go in the third. Schnabel, dribble drive, wants to work one back out for Finch. Finch to Schnabel again, 10 on the shot clock. Delhi still desperately looking to get a shot off here. Good defense by Unitigo. They find Hayes, left side for three, no good. Rebound Barber. And an outlet pass to Maureen with 4:15 to go in the third. Unitigo trying to build on a 25-18 lead. They find Kroll, takes it to the interior, finds Johnson, who scores.
What a great play by Devin Kroll right there, driving it, bringing the defender up, makes a nice bounce pass behind the defense.
27-18. Unitigo continuing to build on their biggest lead of the evening here. Schnabel, top of the key. Schnabel goes to Finch. Delhi looking for a way to try to crack down on this defense. Schnabel, Finch, left side, wants that three, can't get it to go. Rebound for Haight on the far side. Haight back up top for Schnabel. They got a fresh shot clock to work with. They go to Haight on the far side, and his shot won't go down, and a rebound for Cole. Unitigo daring Delhi to shoot at the moment. And here's a pass down low on the right low block here for Johnson. And they're going to call a charge, an offensive here on Johnson, saying he was pushing off too much. 3:22 to go here in the third, and Coach Wood still pleading his case. 27-18 to score. Delhi is going to get it back. And so the Bulldogs will look to work it up the floor here.
Delhi needs a bucket this possession. It feels like this game is going Unitigo's way more and more. They need to get a bucket here.
Only 2 points so far for Delhi in the third quarter. A three ball from the outside is good. Maybe that's what they need off the bench. Jared Cheshire with the bucket. Makes it 27-21 with 3:05 to go.
Interesting to see after that made basket as well. Delhi did not press.
Very true. Here is Barber. Late third quarter here, I should say, and Barber is fouled as he tries to get to the interior. Unitigo leading 27-21. What a huge three off the bench there for Delhi.
Kind of surprised that they got out of the press as well, especially with how well it was working for them. That's the way that they play. You talked about it before the game. Interesting to see them kind of get out of that.
Yeah, we'll see if maybe they go back to it, if that was just kind of a freak one-possession thing, or we'll see what happens here. Is Unitigo getting some different guys off the bench in here? Maybe just trying to get some of those starters a little breather here late in the third.
You know the game is going to come down to the wire. Even though it's a six-point game, you seem like you got the momentum right now. You know you're going to need those fresh legs at the end of the game.
Barber with the ball on the floor for Unitigo. They're in their own offensive end. Here's Maureen finding Kroll straight away for three. Got it. Devin Kroll has caught fire, and he's got 10 points.
He has been huge this entire third quarter.
Delhi with a pass through the defense, and Angelo Christen is able to put it in, and he's got five.
I think the Unitigo players were too pumped up. They made the three. They didn't get back on defense.
30-23. Delhi hanging around with 2:30 to go in the third, and now a foul on Schnabel at the top of the key as he tried to reach in and take that ball from Miles Maurice.
It almost looked like Schnabel actually got that cleanly. I think he might have got the arm, but it was pretty close. It was that traditional crossover. The guy gets it from the other side.
Team foul situation. Five for Delhi, one for Unitigo. That's the second personal on Luke Schnabel.
And for a team that plays aggressive type defense like Delhi does, to have five team fouls already, that could play a factor. Because obviously once you get to seven, it's the 1-1.
Here is Utter. Tries to go to Kroll on the far side. He got tied up. Ball out of bounds. Going to go back to Delhi. Delhi trying to keep this a tight game. Still a lot of basketball left to be played. 2:10 to go here in the third. Schnabel across midcourt. Both these teams undefeated in the MAC standings. They've been chasing each other all year. Only losses have come in the non-league against some very good state-ranked type opponents. And here is Schnabel. Splits through two defenders at the right low block. Schnabel trying to create its... Tipped out of bounds, going to stay with Delhi. 15 on the shot clock and 1:52 to go here in the third. Schnabel will be doing the inbounding duties. Unitigo boys leading Delhi 30-23. A great inbounds pass. They find Angelo Christen and he lays it in. And it's right back to a five-point game, 30-25. Unitigo on top by five. They go to Barber on the inside here and a foul underneath. Called on Delhi. And boy, if Unitigo can get Shea the ball,
just the way he handles himself down low, Delhi's getting whistled for a lot of fouls against him.
Well, you see Delhi's playing man-to-man right now. What they're doing is they're just posting Shea up. They're using his strength. And you see there's another foul, sixth one. Any more fouls the rest of this game for Delhi, it's going to put Unitico on the line.
Here is Miles Maureen, top of the key. Goes to Kroll, far side. Steps in for a long two. Hit the rim twice. Wouldn't go down. Rebound for Rocco Schnabel of Delhi. Big possession here for the Bulldogs, trailing by five. Trying to limit the damage here in this third quarter. Bulldogs with the ball. They go to Schnabel, right side. Goes into the corner. Delhi working it around. They go back to Cheshire at the top of the key. Now back to Schnabel. 10 on the shot clock here as we hit 1 minute to go in the third. Continuing to work it around. Let's see how aware they are on that shot clock. Schnabel splits two defenders off the glass, and they'll say he traveled. Oh, what a nice move by Schnabel, but they take it away from him on the travel.
It was a very nice move.
Oof. Boy, he did everything there, too, and he's frustrated. That's tough. Unitico back the other way. A three ball is no good. Kroll tracks down a rebound, but couldn't quite hold on. Rocco Schnabel was able to come over and take it away. 40 seconds to go in the third. Now here's Luke Schnabel, left side. Work one back to Logan Neela. Schnabel in the corner for three. Left it short. Gets his own rebound, though. Takes it to the interior, and a foul on Unitico. His bodies go flying as Schnabel is just putting everything out there right now, Coach.
Both teams, guys are all over the floor. They're going after every loose ball. This is great.
30 seconds to go in the third, and Unitico leads 30-25. Good move by Unitico to take Barber out here so he doesn't pick up a silly one. And at times, this has looked more like a wrestling match than a basketball game. It's been a lot of good physical diving on the floor. I don't mean that in a bad way. Delhi gets it in. They go right to left. They're in the left corner with Schnabel. Back to Cheshire at the top of the key. And goes to Nealis now. He'll work one back over to Luke here on the left side in front of his own bench. Shot clock is off. 15 seconds left here on the game clock. They go to Nealis. He steps in for a jumper. It won't go. Christen with the rebound. Oh, in and out. Rebound underneath with 8 seconds left. Out of bounds going back to Unitico. Boy, Delhi with a couple of good looks. It just would not fall.
That seems like it's been the story of this game for them. They've been getting great looks, especially at the rim. They just can't fall. You saw Christen there get a very good look for a putback, and he just couldn't get it to go. His front around the rim came out.
Almost a steal by Delhi, but they go sliding out of bounds. Unitico's going to put Barber back in here for perhaps a last-second shot opportunity. With 2.4 to go here in the third, Unitico leading 30-25. Spartans will look to get it in. They try to go to Barber, and they do. Turnaround three at the buzzer. No good. Three quarters in the books here at the U. Unitico boys leading at Delhi 30-25. We'll be back with the exciting fourth quarter here on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your car, it's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Got to give a wave over to our guy, Ben Patton from the Walton Reporter. Takes some of the best photos in the area, and congratulations to him. He's a new dad.
Wow.
Just had a baby boy, I believe, last week. And he had some nice pictures online, of course, so that was nice to see.
Ben had nice pictures?
Yes, Ben had nice pictures.
Who would have thought?
I think one of the comments was that kid is blessed to have such a dad that's always going to have the best camera and everything ready to go.
That kid's senior photos are going to be great.
Yes, they'll be on point, that's for sure. Unitico with the basketball.
start the fourth quarter here. A jumper from the foul line rattles in and out, and a rebound for Delhi.
Interesting to note here, Unit Eagle, Shea Barber back on the bench, even with just the two fouls. So interesting move here, only up by five.
Here's Rasmussen trying to take it to the rim for Delhi. Won't go. Saves it in, though, for Wilson, who lays it up and in. What a save by Rasmussen finding Ryan Wilson. And it's back to a three-point game, 30-27, early in the fourth quarter. You said it, Coach. Even though it was a six-point lead before, you said, you know this is going to come down to the wire.
Oh, it absolutely will.
Here's Utter trying to pass one to the interior. It was kicked, though. Finch got a piece of it. They're going to say he kicked it. Now Barber, Kroll, and Johnson are all going to come back in. I don't know if that was just for a little extra protection, a little extra rest here, knowing that you're going to have a war down the stretch. But we'll see if the extra rest does help the Spartans. A three-point ball game. Unit Eagle leading 30-27. They work it into Johnson. He lost it. It's going to roll out of bounds and go back to Delhi. And it almost feels like the Bulldogs are grabbing some momentum now.
You're seeing this game as a game of runs right now. Unit Eagle goes on one. Delhi, Unit Eagle, Delhi. You know, it's only a three-point game right now. And so, probably a three-point game today feels like it's a bigger than a three-point game. But a three right here ties it back up. Even a layup or whatever brings it back to a one-point game.
Here is Haight on the left side. As Delhi goes right to left, they find Haight, left side three. It looks good. It is good. Haight finally gets one from downtown. He's got five, and this game is tied at 30.
And he couldn't have picked a better time for to make a three. As you said, his first one of the game. He's had a couple good looks. Gets one to come at the perfect time for Delhi.
We are tied up at 30 apiece with 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Live here at Unit Eagle. What a ball game, folks. Both teams undefeated in the MAC. Doesn't get much better. Left side for Miles Maureen. Gets around his man, slips, but stays on his feet. In a double team, lost control of it, traveling violation, and the Delhi crowd is back into it as well now, Coach.
I don't think we had to tell the people at home that. I'm sure they could hear it. The crowds tonight have both been great. The defense for Delhi picking back up, but it's important to note they got to be careful because they have 16 fouls. Any fouls they commit puts Unit Eagle on the line for the rest of this game. So I love the aggression, but you also got to make sure you're being smart about it.
Team foul situation, Delhi with six, and Unit Eagle with two, and now Delhi takes the lead. A pass to Rasmussen on the inside, and he scores. Delhi leads 32-30. What a run by the Bulldogs. Here is Barber straight away. Tries a backdoor pass, finds Backus. It's blocked. And Delhi comes back up with it. Owen Haight back down the floor. Haight at the top of the key. Goes for Finch.
You're seeing Delhi start to slow things down again, kind of like we talked about. Maybe they should. They started going a little quick, throwing the ball away. They're taking their time a little bit, getting some good looks, and not turning the ball over.
They go back up to the top of the key here for Finch. 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Delhi coming back in this ball game, leading 32-30. Ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to go back to Unit Eagle. And every possession just feels like it has the weight of the world on it right now. Unit Eagle gets it back.
Every possession matters. Both teams looking for buckets. They're both looking for stops. As you know, if you're Delhi, a two-point lead is not safe.
Here's Maureen trying to take it to the rim, but a foul first before he let that shot go. But he's going to head to the line here, correct, Coach? This is number seven.
They called it on the shot, but it would have been anyway. He would have been on the line, but I think they called it in the act of shooting.
And so Miles Maureen will head to the line here, and the officials calling a couple guys together, saying, hey, take it easy out there. No love lost between these two.
Absolutely not.
And so Maureen at the line, and this is what we're talking about. Foul shooting going to be so important down the stretch, and here's Maureen, can't get it to go. Unit Eagle has struggled from the line here tonight.
Delhi making a big substitution. They're going three on, three off right now. Important to know, Owen Haight made it a huge three, but also just picked up his fourth foul for the game. He's a very good defender for Delhi. We'll see if that plays a factor.
Maureen's second shot is good. Well played on that, Coach. There's four fouls there on Haight. We'll see how long they decide to sit him. One-point game. Delhi 32, Unit Eagle 31, with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Right side for Schnabel. Schnabel with a pass into the corner for Cheshire. Inside for Christen. Turnaround shot. No good, but he's fouled by Kroll. And Angelo's going to head to the line here. And he'll step in.
And I'll tell you what, I have been very impressed by this guy. Only a sophomore. Obviously got the height listed at 6'5". Good athlete, you can tell. very impressive. Got a very bright future.
First one is up and good, and he's got 8 points. And the second one coming. Yeah, he's been impressive all year. Right around that 10 points, 12 points a game mark. Second shot, rattled in and out. So it's a two-point lead, Delhi 33, Unitico 31. 4:50 to go, fourth quarter. Spartans with the ball. Maureen on the left side, looking for some options. Shea Barber with only 5 points here tonight. Can they get him more involved? Delhi has been all over him. Barber at the top of the key. They'll dish one down low for Johnson, and he's fouled with 4.5 to go. And now Johnson's going to head to the line. And this is what's tough for Delhi. As you said many times, Coach, they're going to put Unitico on the line the rest of the night here.
And the one-on-one makes both of them right here. They tie the game back up. And if you're Delhi, you hate this situation because you feel like it was only a foul. But at this point, every foul is going to play a big role. If you knock down the first one, you know every foul is going to play a huge role. So getting those early fouls like they did is really going to come down to really hurt them maybe here in the end.
Johnson, 2 for 2 at the line. 6 points, and this game is tied up at 33 apiece with 4.5 to go. You got some Wednesday night entertainment here on CDO. Don't turn that dial. Chance of defense, as you can hear from the student section. It's a whiteout theme tonight. One of the loudest gyms we've heard all season. Delhi, a three in the corner. Got it. Jared Cheshire for three. Makes it 36-33. He's hit two huge shots off the bench for the Bulldogs.
I was just going to say that the last time they put him in the game, came off the bench, made a huge three right away, did it again, put Delhi back up by three, and now he's playing some great defense on Shea Barber.
Unitico trailing by a triple with 3:55 to go. It's 36-33, and now an offensive foul against Unitico. Finch was able to take the contact, and Delhi is going to get it back. And Unitico frustrated at the moment. They have to find a way. And now they're going to take a timeout to regroup and talk things over here. 3:54 to go, fourth quarter. Delhi 36, Unitico 33. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lowell and Franklin Boys Coach Sky Thompson with you here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. If you're listening online, it's all courtesy of SFCU. Boy, this is where you got something in the bag of tricks, Coach. What are you coming up with here?
I think it's too early for the bag of tricks right now. But you always have to have something up your sleeve at some point. But if I'm Unitico right now, I know that Delhi's got 18 fouls. I stay aggressive and use almost their aggressiveness against them. Take a chance that they'll commit a foul. Get some 3 points on the line with the clock stop.
There's a shot for Delhi from Angelo Christen. No good. Rebound for Kroll, who's had a monster second half here for Unitico. Barber across midcourt. Feed one for Marine. Left side as Unitico goes left to right. They go to Barber. 3 point line extended. They'll work one back up for Maureen. Dishing one down low, finds Johnson. Can't get the shot to go. Rolled off the front of the rim, but he's going back to the line with 3:24 to go.
Unitico has done a great job all game driving it, dumping it off to the big guy underneath. Johnson back on the line here. Hopefully he can knock these both in for Unitico to bring it back within one.
A three-point ball game right now. Delhi leading 36-33. Johnson to the line. First shot good.
That's big for him. He hasn't been shooting too well from the free throw line as Delhi is bringing back.
Looks like they're going to come back with Rasmussen. Rocco Schnabel, the freshman who they brought up from JV, heads out. And so they're going with some size here, Coach.
They got it, and they got some good size. They both play very hard. And I think every rebound, every possession is going to matter, so that's why they're going back with their five.
Johnson hits the second shot, so he's got eight. So 1-point ball game. Delhi leads 36-35 with 3:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Schnabel left side finds Finch. Finch looking to go to the interior. They go for Cheshire, floats one back out here for Schnabel. Schnabel back to Cheshire in the corner. And this one is an air ball, but a rebound for Kroll. Kroll ahead now, finding Backus. Back to Kroll. Kroll steps in, three ball. Too much mustard on that one. Barber tracks down a rebound, though. 2:50 to go. Maureen inside for Johnson. We're going to have a foul, though. I believe it's going to be on Delhi here. With 2:49 to go here in the fourth, here comes Owen Haight back in. Delhi leading 36-35, but Johnson right back to the charity stripe here for the Spartans.
And as we said, those fouls are going to play a big part for Delhi. That was their 10th team, so guaranteed two shots.
Johnson, shot at the line, no good. These are all going to be big down the stretch.
And for Delhi, it's so hard because you want to stay playing aggressive, playing your game, but you know anytime there's a foul, you're putting a guy on the line.
And the second shot is good for Johnson. He's got nine. And this is a tie ball game once again, 36-all, with 2:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Owen Haight on the left side. Delhi again in the maroon with the white trim going right to left. Unitico's in the white with the green trim. Haight with a bounce pass, finds Schnabel. They go to the interior. Kreisten off the glass. It won't go. Kroll with a rebound. It was partially blocked as well. Maureen floats one ahead now for Backus. Backus back to Maureen. Straightaway threes. Wide open and hits it. Miles Maureen with 8 points. And Delhi wants a timeout. Unitego jumps back ahead 39-36 with 2:18 to go. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 2:18 to go here in the fourth. The seesaw continues here, Coach, as Unitego now leads 39-36. One team gets ahead. The other team comes back. Does Delhi have another run left in them here?
I can't say no. We've seen it time and time again. And it's important to remember that they're only a three-pointer away from tying this game back up. Owen Haight, the last time he was on the floor, made the big one. He had the fourth foul, of course, so he had to come out. But both teams have been playing great. It'll be interesting to see, though, if Delhi tries to put the pressure and the press back on them, because anytime there's a foul, you know Unitego is going to be on the line shooting too. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of defensive strategy they go with here. They've been playing a lot of man-to-man. And with that being said, it'll be interesting to see if Unitego tries to post-shade Barber up. Delhi has done an amazing job tonight limiting him. I think he's only got 5 points tonight, and they've done a great job limiting him, but we've seen a lot of success for him when he's been posting up.
2:18 to go in the fourth. Yeah, only those 5 points for Shea Barber as Delhi's going to have the ball out of the timeout, but he's done great rebounding, great passing, and just opening things up because Delhi's concentrating so much on it. Here is Schnabel across midcourt, finding Haight to the left side. Haight back to Luke Schnabel again. Top of the key. Schnabel goes for Cheshire on the far side. Back to Schnabel. They're looking for a good possession here. Schnabel left side. Will go to Haight in the corner. He thought about pulling the trigger. Instead splits two defenders. Goes back to Schnabel. 10 on the shot clock. 1:53 to go in the fourth. Haight baseline drive. Takes it inside. He's blocked. And Unitego comes away with it. With 1:40 to go in the fourth. And Unitego leading 39-36. And here is Backus on the right side, and now we got a foul on Rasmussen. And this is going to send Backus to the line. With 1:35 to go, and these are some big foul shots here, Coach. Hold on here 1 second, folks, as we have Backus going to the line. Backus' first shot is good. I think you're back, Coach.
Well, maybe I am. Anyway, for Delhi, that's a tough foul. It was kind of far off the three-point line. Not really a foul you want to give him. Now you put him on the line for two.
Backus goes one out of two. Johnson with a rebound. He's underneath, but somehow Haight comes out of there with the ball.
It looks like Johnson never actually grabbed the ball there. It just kind of fell on the floor, just sat between his legs.
1:25 to go in the fourth. Adelhi needs a bucket on this possession. Important to remember, they don't need a three yet. They still have time. They go to Schnabel. He says, I'll take the three, though. Shoots. It's too far. Rebound for Cheshire. Down inside for Christen, and he's fouled with 1:10 to go here in the fourth.
It's an unfortunate foul because you had a good look at a layup, but they got a foul on the pass.
So 1:10 to go here in the fourth. It's going to be a timeout taken here by Delhi with our score, Unitigo 40 and Delhi 36. 1:10 to go in the fourth. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Delhi with the ball, trailing by four with a minute to go. Schnabel to the interior. He's fouled, and he's going to have a chance to go to the line here with 59 seconds to go in the fourth. Our score, Unitigo 40 and Delhi 36. And these are some big foul shots coming for Schnabel here, Coach.
Absolutely. You want to knock down both of these, make it a two-possession game right now. Bring it down to a one-possession game. That would be huge.
Schnabel taking his time at the line here. His first shot is good. Good-looking shot there from Schnabel. He's got 10 points. And a second one on the way. Our score 40-37. Unitigo ahead by three. Schnabel trying to cut it down to two.
Delhi making a couple subs, taking both of their big guys out here, which is an interesting move.
Schnabel at the line, taking his time. Deep breath. And the shot is no good. Rebound, though, is scooped up by Unitigo. So it's a three-point lead, 40-37, and now a foul on Delhi with 54 seconds left. Tanner Brocky whistled for the foul. He was going for that steal, and this is going to send Maureen to the line. And these are some big, big foul shots. I know I just said that, but if you're Unitigo, this could really help put some distance between you and the Bulldogs.
If you can get this back to a two-possession game, that would be huge.
So Maureen's going to settle in, shooting two. First shot is good for Miles Maureen. He's got nine. And Unitigo sending everybody back on defense. They lead 41-37. Delhi's going to have to get this ball and quickly get it up the floor. So Maureen will settle in here. Miles at the line. Shot is good. So he's got 10. And it's Unitigo 42, Delhi 37. Can they get a bucket in a hurry? Here's Haight for three. No good. Rebound Schnabel underneath. His right-handed layup won't go. Kroll with a rebound and an outlet pass to Barber with 40 seconds left. Delhi going for the steal. Barber in the backcourt.
They're going to get a 10-second call.
Dumps one off for Maureen.
They didn't call it.
Did they get it?
I think 32 seconds
left. I think Unitigo got the timeout.
They did not cross that half-court line. They got lucky on that one.
And so Unitigo is pointing at the clock here, saying, what about the 10-second?
Delhi, you mean, is pointing.
Oh, yes, excuse me, Delhi is.
Unitigo doesn't want to point that out.
Yeah, they're trying to tattle a little bit here. 32 seconds left. I don't know if they're going to get
any sort of a change here, Coach.
I don't think in high school basketball they have the red challenge flag.
Nope. I think a lot of coaches wish they did. We're going to keep it right here during this timeout just to see if anything happens here.
It doesn't look like they're going to change the call, which doesn't normally happen. I think Unitico got a little unlucky with that call. But, you know, if you're Delhi, you got to try and get a quick steal, quick trap here. Unlucky break for you, of course, but this game is by no means over yet at all. You got to get a quick trap here, get a quick bucket. As you said before, Nate, does not have to be a three, even though it's a five-point game, does not have to be a three.
Unitico leading 42-37, 32.7 seconds left. Unitico gets it into Barber. Barber on the right side, floats one over to Maureen. Delhi trying to play straight up defense. Ball is tipped into the backcourt, and Barber's able to chase it back with 20 seconds left. Barber is fouled in the backcourt. What a play by Barber to get back, otherwise Delhi might have had a layup out of that.
Delhi got the steal they wanted, but Shea hustled back and prevented them from even getting the ball, but then getting fouled. We've been saying it with every free throw, but these are two huge ones. If he makes both of them, it makes it a seven-point game, which is three possessions with only 19.1 seconds on the clock. Three possessions at that point is very hard to come back from, unless you have Reggie Miller.
Yes, that's well said. Very well said.
As a Knicks fan, I hate saying stuff like
boy.
That.
Oh, boy. Just dagger through the heart with all those great games with the Knicks and the Pacers back in the day. 19.1 seconds left. This could be a huge piece of icing on the cake here for Barber if he can make these. Unitico leads 42-37 with 19 seconds left. This has been such a game, back and forth. Both teams making runs. Barber at the line, first shot is good. Shea's got 6 points.
And you know, he's only scored six, or five up until that free throw, but these two could be the two biggest ones of the game.
Barber's second shot, good. That's seven. Very balanced scoring tonight for Unitico. Delhi lets it roll to midcourt. Here's Schnabel. Wants to step up. Goes to Logan Nealis for three on the left side. No good. Barber with a rebound. 10 seconds left. And Barber is fouled in the backcourt. And Unitico with 10 seconds left leads 44-37. And it appears that the Spartans might be the only undefeated team left in the MAC here if they can hang on for another 9.7. What a game back and forth between these two.
Been a great game. As I said, Delhi did a great job limiting Shea all game. Had 5 points, but just made two huge free throws. He's at the line here, what seems probably to ice the game.
Gets it to go. Make sure to stay tuned for our post-game show coming up. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. As Barber steps in, Unitico leading 45-37. Got the second. He's got nine. 46-37 the score. Unitico, a foul at midcourt. Barber was trying to go for the steal there. Coach Wood saying, I did not want that foul.
No, and, you know, you don't go for fouls in that situation. Stop the clock. I mean, it's hard to come back from nine with 8.4 on the clock, but, you know, anything can happen.
Anything can happen, yes. Ask all those Buffalo Bills fans out there, right? Anything could happen.
Well, we're a couple of seconds left.
That's true. It's not 13 seconds here, so 8.4 to go. Schnabel at the line here for Delhi. They trail 46-37, make it 46-38. Schnabel with 11 now. Both teams really balanced scoring here tonight. Schnabel with that 11. That's the highest on either side tonight. You know, pretty much low-scoring game. Schnabel taking his time at the line and hits this one. He's got 12. Makes it 46-39 with 8.4 left. Barber gets it in, finds Backus, hands it off for Miles Maureen, and that's going to do it. Unitico, the only unbeaten team left in the MAC, defeating Delhi 46-39 here tonight at the U. Very good chance we might see these two teams in a few weeks for the MAC championship if it all works out. All right, we'll be back with the post-game show. Again, our final score, Unitico boys defeating Delhi 46-39. And we'll be right back with the post-game show here on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Our final score once again here at Unitego. The Unitego boys defeating Delhi in the Battle of the MAC Unbeatens, 46-39. We'll go through the scoring summary here. We'll break things down. We'll take another break. We'll come back with our awards here tonight. So here's our scoring summary. First for Unitego, very even at scoring. 10 points for Miles Maureen, 10 for Devin Kroll, 9 apiece for Braden Johnson and Shea Barber, and 8 for Garrett Backus. That's true balance there for Unitego. Similar story on the other side for Delhi. 12 points for Luke Schnabel, 8 for Angelo Christen, 5 for Jared Cheshire, and 5 for Owen Haight, and then 2 apiece for Tanner Brocky and for Ryan Wilson, and then 4 for Kenny Rasmussen. So, you know, a great game, Coach, back and forth. Could have gone either way, and if we get a chance to see them in the rematch in the MAC Championship, could be another great game.
You don't expect anything else, really. You saw one team go on a run, then the other team go on a run, and I really think the fouls really did play a key factor in the end of this game. Unitego being able to go to the line a few times. They knocked down their free throws. They didn't early on in the game, but they knocked them down when it mattered most. Instead, Shea Barber stepped up, only at 5 points at that point, made two huge ones for Unitego. Great game back and forth.
So again, Unitego with the win here tonight. They are now the only undefeated team left in the MAC. This was Delhi's first league loss of the season. We'll take one last quick break, and then we'll come back. We'll give our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose right here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you here tonight on WCDO. Let's give out our three awards here as the Unitego boys defeat Delhi 46-39. Great game by both teams here tonight. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank has been supporting local high school sports on WCDO for many years. And for more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. We're going to go with Devin Kroll here tonight. 10 points from Unitego. He caught fire in the second half, Coach, and that was a big boost for the Spartans.
And, you know, it's funny talking about offensive player of the game only having 10 points.
Yeah, right, right.
But it wasn't just the 10. It was when the 10 came, started off that third quarter, giving huge, huge buckets to Unitego, give them a big boost. We talked about how Shea was very limited. Unitego had a lot of guys step up, but Cole did an excellent job in the second half.
Next up is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We're going to go with Luke Schnabel tonight. Those 12 points from Delhi, but boy, he was pesky. He was getting steals, just plays great defense. We thought this was a perfect pick for him.
Oh, it was. And, you know, both teams actually could get a defensive award. Both teams played excellent defense tonight, but Schnabel is one of those young players for Delhi, only a sophomore. Got a very bright future with him and a few other of their players, as you mentioned, their JV team. But he played a great all-around game. Very, very bright future for him.
Lastly, tonight is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Another tough choice for us, but we went with Miles Maureen tonight from Unitego. And, you know, we said, boy, he handled the ball really well, up and down the floor. He's kind of their floor general out there. And we both went back to that three he hit in the second half at the top of the key, which really just felt like it gave Unitego a lot of momentum.
He got a good open look, knocked it down, as you said, gave him a little bit more of that momentum, a little bit more of a boost. And he does a lot of things very well for Unitego, offensively, defensively, just a very solid player both ends of the floor.
So that wraps up our three awards here tonight, as again, 46-39, Unitego boys handing the Delhi boys their first loss in the league for the season. Unitego is the only unbeaten boys team left in the MAC, so a great game tonight, Coach, and we'll be seeing a lot more good basketball next week, hopefully with your guys as well.
I hope so, Nate. This is the best time of the year for basketball. Obviously, playoffs, everything coming around. Saw a great one tonight, as you said, probably very well could see a rematch of this one tonight and expect it to be another heavyweight battle.
Well, thanks for coming on. We always appreciate it, and we'll be seeing you again soon.
Absolutely.
A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios as well. Final score. Unitego boys defeat Delhi 46-39. Keep an eye on WCDOsports.com for our upcoming schedule. A lot of great basketball ahead. So have a great night. Stay safe in this upcoming storm here, folks. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll see you soon on WCDO Sports.
WCDO and WCDO-FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.